every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
At this time, bringing you sports news you won't believe. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to your show, Fred.
Welcome, indeed. Thank you so much. You're very kind. Seriously.
You got a nice audience there, Fred.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
They're warming up nicely.
How come we got you so off mic? Work that mic closer. Too much echo coming at me.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, bring this up. Yeah, there we go. We'll fix that up for you there. We got a lot to talk about today. We got Cleveland Guardian pitchers are in trouble. We'll check out some football games for you. We got to talk about the World Series of baseball and a whole lot more. So
we have
a little arm wrestling championship while we go ahead with that as well, too. Good to check the microphones out before we start the show. That's what I always say. Are you there, Fred?
He'll be back. He's here now.
We did it. You know, we don't try to hide mistakes.
That's it. We don't. No, this is the Seinfeld of sports talk shows. How's your week going, Fred?
It's going pretty good. Another week has gone by, another month, another 2 months.
The year's over, Fred. I mean, come on.
It really is over, and everything is fine. Everybody's healthy on my end. What about you guys?
We're all hanging in there.
Mike, did you have your own Dodgers celebration parade yesterday? What happened to your voice? What's going on? You sound like you're celebrating.
I don't know. I got some kind of something going on.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I thought you were celebrating since you couldn't make the parade with
you're
Corey.
You're not in the building, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm staying away from the building. And so what can I tell you? As I mentioned, we got a lot to talk about here on the show today. There's some great topics going up. No one seemed to be talking about, at least around here, about these Cleveland Guardian pitchers. I'm amazed at the fact that there's a pitching betting scheme going on, because most pitchers can't find home plate with a fastball these days at all, let alone...
And all the hitters swing at the worst pitches you could ever imagine.
Spoiler alert.
Happened in this whole so-called scandal. We'll have to talk about this in the come back. It's amazing. It's like, how do you know the batter's not going to go ahead and swing for the fences? Put Michael Conforto up there, for God's sakes.
Well, he's got a couple outs left in him.
He's got a few outs left. All right, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll take a break, come back with more. Stay with us.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolfe, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolfe's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolfe's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolfe does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here. The Fred Dreyer Show. Here's Julie Michael Horn with Corey Marino, producer J.D., Jeremy Dayton, producer, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So let's get into this Cleveland Guardians pitchers indicted in pitch betting schemes. Corey, how did this whole thing start here? This was on the Cleveland Guardians, right? I mean, they should still be the Indians, but they're the Guardians now, right?
Yeah, they're the Guardians, and then two of the pitchers... Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted on fraud and conspiracy and bribery charges, and they could face up to 65 years in prison. And they were basically throwing pitches. They would tell people to bet first pitch ball, and they would throw one in the dirt, and then they would get around $5,000 to $2,000 per pitch, and then money would also be sent back to their family, and they would also give that money back as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So. Some people might not even realize that's the landscape of betting now, where you can literally bet on every pitch, on every possession, and it's just kind of gotten out of hand.
How many times can a pitcher go to his mouth before he pitches?
That could be one of the props. They could be one of those.
Yeah, and they were doubling up parlays with betting on with the velocity as well. So if they knew it was going to be slow and in the dirt, they could double up.
Now, I would think you have to have a good pitcher to do this because, you know, if you look at some of the people in the Los Angeles Dodgers bullpen throughout the season, they were having trouble finding the plate. Let alone you got to have somebody that can control and know the strike zone, have the command of the strike zone. Am I right, Fred?
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? In theory, but really, you don't want to bet that somebody's going to throw a strike because then what if the pressure of fixing it goes wrong? Like, but if you can throw it wrong, if you can just throw it anywhere, throw it in the dirt. But you don't have to be a good pitcher.
That's why I think you need the good pitcher, though, because that's what gives you the best odds. Because you have a good pitcher, then the odds go up that they won't throw it in the dirt, and then you spike one.
Yeah, you got to make
sure.
You have to have
the lore behind you. You have to have the name.
Just to sell it, so that it's not being rigged?
Not being rigged, and you'll get better odds. So you have like a closer that barely misses the zone, and its first pitch way out of the zone, you just won money because you're going to get great odds.
Well, that's where the craziness comes in, because why would pitchers that are making more money that have that credibility rigging pitches to begin with unless they're too cheap to help out there.
That's
friends.
The question.
Well, these
guys were making a lot of money, weren't they?
Yeah, he was supposed to have in his next contract, he was supposed to make $38 million.
So why that's would you crazy. Screw around with your life and your contract for $5,000 a pitch?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting, but it's all the sports are dealing with it right now.
Well, after these indictments came out, they just they maxed out the bet that you can put on any pitch like this to $200. So no more $1,000 bets or $5,000, $7,000 bets.
Fred, you had when you played football, obviously they were doing some betting, but it was like a taboo thing to do any of these kind of prop bettings and all this kind of stuff, wasn't it? I mean,
well,
it was
they,
just they who's going
to
win the game.
They used to send, when we opened up training camp, they would send a guy out from headquarters and tell you all about gambling. Here's what a gambler looks like. You know, he's got a mustache and he's got his hair is parted on the left side. Yeah, yeah, and so they kind of make a big deal and emphasis against betting of any kind. So what you wind up with is a joke when it comes to the effort of the league trying to protect the bettor. And if you're in Las Vegas, can you bet on Major League Baseball? Can you bet on the NFL if you're in Las Vegas? Yeah, you can. So they figured, hey, well, why aren't we getting some of that money?
Well, Fred, when you said that somebody from headquarters would come up to you and tell you about the bettors looking this way, did you bettors or what about bookies?
Anything. Just bookies wind up betting too. You know.
Fred, and
there are people too, you know.
They had a mustache. That's my concern.
Yeah, that was you. That was you, Mike.
Yeah. I laid a couple of things down that this would be our first topic of the show today, and let me double check here and see how I'm doing.
How many times will you say jail in this sentence?
That's one time. Jail has been said one time. See, say it again, Fred. I get another 5,000.
Jail, I think, is.
So, Corey, these pitchers, agents, this guy. The stats are off too, because back in the day when I was a kid watching baseball, a 4.36 ERA was pretty stinky, and one of the guys had that, right? 96 strikeouts, but a 4.36 ERA. That was Ortiz, and Clase had a 3.23 ERA, a little better in 48 games and 23 saves as a closer. But to me, a good ERA is something below 2, maybe 1 point something. Fred, am I right about that? Back in the day, Johnny Podres could get that, you know, with a beer and a couple of beers before the game, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys are drunk before before first pitch, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You can't screw up their Sunday with just playing straight baseball.
It was something else. So are they fighting this? How does this work out now, Corey? What happens?
Yeah, so they're just waiting. The Clase and Ortiz's attorneys say that they would never do this to the game, and they're innocent on all charges. And then today on Clase's agent came out and said that also the phone calls that he took were for other illegal activities such as rooster fighting, not for
gardening.
Yeah, not for
gardening. Rooster fighting.
He said rooster fighting and not for playing with the game of baseball like that. So we'll see. But I think there are always some little funny things that come out of these stories.
Yeah. And, tell me about Andy Pahes here.
It hits home.
He was, you know, you never can tell, Fred. You brought up that some of the batters swing at things anyway. So what happened in this?
Well, if you've noticed the last half of the season, his performances went down.
Yeah.
So you can correlate a graph. And if they would hire me, then I would be glad to lend my services.
That's it.
He's suspect.
Dodger center fielder Andrew Pahes not involved in this. Am I right now, Corey?
Yeah, he was not involved, but they have a video of him swinging at a ball that was supposed to be put in the dirt by Ortiz, and it cost the bettors $4,000.
You ever think maybe Pajes had his own bet in that it would be a strike?
He heard it from the corners. And
yeah,
like,
who bets on the bettor?
That's right. So this gets crazy because, you know, it's now a ball in the dirt and they're swinging at it. You know, on every team, you guys out there who support your different teams, there's always one player that swings for anything. And so in this case, Pius went pitching the dirt.
Leadoff batter. Yeah. He has the power to make any ball a strike.
But that's the crazy.
Even Ohtani would stumble out of the batter's box to go for something that was wide of the plate there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, if it was down and low, Ohtani would have swung for sure. So,
yes.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy what they're doing and then what betting has. It was always a part of the sport, but now it's so much
well,
ingrained
was it, was
in
it,
it.
Is it a year and a half ago that Ohtani's number one...
his interpreter?
Chinese mm-hmm. interpreter.
Japanese, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I think it kind of crosses over no matter what.
It's sad, man. Oh, sorry, yeah, Fred.
No, no. I was just going to say that they've already connected a lot of players in Major League Baseball. It's just they're going to make sure that before they pop the bubble here and announce what's going on, that they got their ducks in a row. And I'm looking forward to seeing if Pajes here has got soup on his chin.
Well, he's part of a 23. That swing became part of a 23-page federal indictment against Class A and Ortiz, highlighting the unpredictableness of human, the element in the scheme. So it's like, I don't know how they can, you know, they got to have everybody involved in this.
If I were their attorney, I would claim gross runaway stupidity.
See? And Fred's been known to negotiate his own deals, too. So there you have it.
Yeah, like, dozen exactly apps right everywhere in the world. Anybody, anywhere can put a bet on anything, any minute.
Yeah. We rest our case. Take a break. Come back with more on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
And we're back on the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn with our producers Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And so just to wrap things up here and put a ribbon on it, I guess the sport books that you alluded to this, Corey, are limiting pitch-by-pitch bets to $200 now. Is that correct moving forward?
Yeah, they're getting all the different sports books to try and get in with them to limit the bets so they – the prominent sports books limit to 200, hopefully to deter this type of action. But we'll see. It's just, we were talking on during the break about gambling and everything, and now how it's always been a part of sports. But I never got really into it. I like the games and stuff, and like I like having a bet with your friend or anything. But me and my friends always valued our money, so we do slap bets instead. So you get to slap someone in the face, but that's as far
well,
as
well. Yeah. You might as well, if you're gonna go to Vegas and bet, you can go on there and bet on a lot of things that are safer than will the guy make a 5-yard carry for a first down?
Yeah.
I mean, those types of things are
a lot of props out there.
Man,
these days.
Oh man.
But we were talking just to catch you up on what we were talking about. Just, I mean, it's been a part of culture. Like ever since Chris Moneymaker won the World Series of Poker when it was aired on ESPN, poker became a mainstream thing. It attracted a lot of people into the casinos, and it's just kind of spawned and grown from there. Where we literally can bet on just about anything, anywhere in the world at any time.
I also think prop bets got like a big bump when they saw how popular they were at the Super Bowl, even though they were dumb. They're usually dumb prop bets, like color of the Gatorade, time of. But they're like, you know how many people, you could just make a million bets.
You can.
You can be like, oh, is Kobe going to make his next shot? Is Kershaw going to strike out this guy in the next bat? And you could do it at any time as long as someone's looking at a screen now.
Yeah, or the coin flip, the opening coin flip. Should do a spoof with the, what's the Batman, the Two-Face? And he has the coin, it's both heads.
That Trig. Being said, let me comb my mustache here.
Did you part your hair?
Will we talk today about non-professional managers getting a gig at the Major Leagues Baseball or not? Let's take a look at we're going to talk about that. That's good. Ring that up. Okay, so Fred, now that we're still in baseball here, we'll get to football in just a little bit here, but the world champion, a manager says the Giants' hiring of this guy, Tony Vitello, is insulting. Now, I'm talking about manager Joe Maddon because he was on the San Francisco Giants, and he was on the Cubs, and he was on the Angels. He had quite a career in what he did, a few other teams as well, too. And he weighed in a little bit on the San Francisco Giants. They hired this guy, Tony Vitello, who apparently has no professional experience. Of managing in the major leagues. He was managing at college level. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, I just can't remember. I remember we had it in the show notes for a couple weeks ago. Did we ever talk about how he was the first one to ever get hired?
No, we didn't. We were saving this story for today.
You know, Bobby Winkles?
That was a prop.
This one was?
No. It was the actual story when he got hired. So
he got hired.
Tony Vitello guy. He was hired from Tennessee after winning a championship with them, and he built a culture, and he was the first ever major league manager hired without zero major league experience. And so, like, this is the next part of that story, I see. But
yeah.
What's your thoughts on this, Fred? Joe Maddon said, quite frankly, quoting him now, I'm using the word insulting only from the perspective that it appears as though you don't have to have any kind of experience on a professional level to do this job anymore. Madden continues. He said, when I was coming up, you had to have all that. You had to, like, go through the minor leagues. You had to ride buses. I was a scout. I started in 1981. I finally got a managerial job in 2006. I mean, there was the rite of passage, a method to get to that point. So to think that somebody could just jump in there and do it, you took 20-some years to be condensed to qualified to do, it's kind of insulting. Look at the Tommy Lasorda. This guy gave up jobs with other organizations, was a third base coach forever, waiting for Walter Alston to retire in the hopes of maybe getting the knob to manage the Dodgers, Fred.
Well, that's why, you know, look, these sporting franchises are owned by, how many baseball teams are there, 32? 30. They're owned and they're run by the syndicate that puts them together, and they take the commissioner and they roll it out towards the money department, which is the mainstream media, and they promise them to have a sport above and beyond the gambling morality, and then they realize that, well, there's going to be a gambling check to see who gambles, and so all of this stuff. And the desire for ownership to run their team the way they want to is based on all of these checks and balances. Excuse me, all these checks and balances that are ludicrous to when you stretch them out. And this isn't a surprise that. You know, they could hire Bobby Winkles, and that's the first thing that comes up. Joe Madden knows Bobby Winkles. They all were old buddies. And they'll take a job, and they'll get a job any way they can and to get into the club. So I don't have any say or feeling towards feeling sorry for coaches, potential coaches who play, who deal with coaching third base or being a batting coach, and with his desire to be, you know, the holy grail of
manager. But this was a guy from college that just came in from a college team. I don't think it hasn't been done before in baseball. It's probably been done before in football, though, hasn't it?
Gotten all the time.
A lot of football times.
And basketball.
Yeah, they take somebody from college.
Baseball's the holy grail of that boredom, you know.
Baseball's the only one that has a true minor league, like, system of single A, double A, triple A.
They have two
A divisions. But you think about overall cultural trends, like, you can learn so much faster today. You can get caught up because there's such an influx of information everywhere. You can teach yourself a trade going on YouTube. It's really no different if you want to coach. I mean, I can watch 2 hours of John Gruden breaking down game tape, like, every week of every game if I want, and I could probably learn enough to possibly be a competent assistant coach if you're willing to put in the time.
And the Ravens are calling for you, by the way.
That was a good show. Gruden had a great show.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He does.
And he's got, speaking of John Gruden's problems, he's got a real nice lawsuit there.
And the Giants, correct me if I'm wrong here, guys, but I think they just hired Bruce Bochy, who retired from baseball again from the Texas Rangers, and they hired him as some kind of a corporate overseer, but not as the manager. So maybe he doesn't want to travel, Bochy. Maybe he wants to go ahead and just hang out and watch what this guy Vitello does. Maybe Vitello's got more of a connection with some of the younger players. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how the this next season plays out with a college coach now at the helm of the San Francisco Giants, a guy named Tony Vitello, and see what he does. He was from Tennessee. Is that what you said, Corey?
Yeah, he's from Tennessee. I actually think with how baseball's been going analytically, and half the time the Dodgers complain, I mean, Dodger fans complain about Dave Roberts, they say, because he gets his directions from upstairs and the owners. So I think this is just the way that baseball is going with the analytics and everything. They're like, we'll make the decisions, you build the culture. And no better to than a college coach that can get people fired up to play. So if he's getting his decisions made from on high anyway, as long as he can get those guys playing hard, it has nothing to do with baseball. It's just how you – and it's like, again, like you were saying, it's just building a company. They're going to make the decisions, and he's just a part in that, and that part is to build team camaraderie and make them play hard and do what we tell them to do in the ways we want them to do and want them to play by the way the math comes out. And I think it just sounds like kind of get off my lawn stuff. Like, I had to work here. Like, life's different now. Yeah. You can't be in the league for 30 years.
You're not owed anything.
That's true.
If you're going to hang your hat on, I've been on this organization for 23 years, and finally, someone threw me a bone. You know, what's the guy's name that was sick. He had a heart issue, I think.
Oh, for the Angels?
Yeah.
For the Angels.
Ron Washington.
That guy's been around since baseball.
Yeah.
He's been around. So, and everybody says, Ron Washington, he'd be a great hire for somebody. Not us, but he'd be a great hire for the league and for black people and for midgets and everything else. So let's get out there and support him, And then when the job comes open and they hire a 22-year-old, bodybuilder, then what happens?
Yeah, I think overall in baseball, there's not as much ego because it's such a big locker room, too. In basketball and the NFL, you're talking about big egos, and it's harder to manage that. But I think in baseball, it's much more doable unless you're in L.A. or New York.
Well, some with a big salary sometimes, too. Some of the players don't want to take from a guy who comes out and goes, okay, everybody, I'm here right now, and I'm going to make you a winner. We're going to have a good time today.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's easier to get rid of those guys, too, because it's such a big
team. That's why my favorite owner is Bill Beck.
That's it. Okay. Take a break. More with Fred Dreyer. Stay with us, the Fred Dreyer Show.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back in the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, our producers. Fred Dreyer, the star of our show. Got our listen chat line over there at Facebook.com, Facebook Live. Any comments on our topic so far today, Corey, that we should be talking here a little bit about? Anybody chimes in? Let us know about them. We're talking about Tony Vitello, the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, direct from college, from Tennessee, going to be the manager on the San Francisco Giants and the University of Tennessee he was at.
We had a question, too, during the break. We were going to ask you and the audience if anyone knows what barnstorming is.
Barnstorming?
We can get back to that. Yeah, we can come back to that because Fred was sharing some stories.
Oh, yeah, barnstorming. That's a good one, Fred. I don't know.
You don't? Oh, come on.
He thought you would.
Barnstorming? I mean,
in the 20s, they hopped from location to location on a biplane, and you had a pilot, and then you had a guy who'd stand on the wing, and they'd fly upside down, and then they'd shoot and do tricks underneath the tree trunks and all that stuff to raise money and awareness for whatever subject you wanted to raise.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, only Fred, this is why you want to listen to this show and take part in it here for
me. I can't believe it. I'm the only dope that knows what that means.
Good, Fred. Once you started talking about it, I had an idea what you were talking about, but I didn't, because he was calling baseball.
Anybody from Iowa in the feed?
Yeah, yes. See, there it is. Iowa.
Wouldn't know that. Yeah,
the Iowa Barnstormers.
We got Nebraska.
Was a football league, and...
In the indoor league.
Yeah, they're
was
still
it the
going.
Indoor league? Yeah, yeah, the indoor league. And they had goggles on their helmets.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're still, and they have another season this year. So
that's good.
That was your fallback plan if the NFL didn't work out.
Yeah, would you ever do that?
I don't think they were around back then.
Would I ever do that?
Do the
yes, I'm working on that silently.
All right, we have the managers of the year that have been announced, and for the first time in history, both managers of the year won in consecutive seasons. American League manager of the year for the second straight season is Steven Vogt, is that his name?
Voigt, I think.
Voigt.
Or Vaught. No, it's Vaught, sorry.
Vaught. The Cleveland Guardians and in the American League, and those guys were throwing balls in the dirt on betting. And Pat Murphy of the Brewers won for the second straight year as the National League manager year with the 27 first place votes. So Steven Vogt got he led Cleveland to their second straight Central title, and Pat Murphy. He was doing a good job with the Brewers, but didn't get in. Neither of the guys got their team into the World Series. So it's very interesting. If you look at this thing a little bit, Pat Murphy of the Brewers guided Milwaukee to the best record in the major leagues, 97-65, with the franchise winning their record. And they were worried about losing their skipper to the Cubs when they went over to the Cubs, and this new guy is doing a great job. Dave Manager of the Dodgers got zero votes. Now, I find that hard to believe because Dave Roberts made some gutsy moves, especially in the World Series. You can tell me that the front office is calling it, but I'll tell you what. When you put a pitcher in, you ride by that pitcher for the three batter rule and everything, you got to have guts of steel. Otherwise, you're going to have an upset stomach throughout the entire game. I don't know how many sunflower seeds you eat. And Dave had to ride the tail of some of his decisions when he went to the bullpen, especially if you watch that World Series. And the Dodgers finished 93-69 in the National League West and won their second straight World Series. So I am surprised that Dave Roberts didn't get a number one vote, at least one. What do you think, Fred?
I think that's exactly right. He earned the award, not just to be in the race, because he was never in the race. They never had a vote off.
Yeah.
Of who's going to be in the final decision about who makes it into the runoff.
How do they do it, Corey? Is it the sports writers and stuff that vote on this thing?
Yeah, you know, baseball's just sports writers and their little boys club smoking cigars and West Coast biased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys think, Mike and Fred, you think that Robert should have won it or should have at least gotten
some
votes?
I think he should have gotten some votes.
He should have got one vote.
I think from the Dodgers beat writer?
No, just from anybody, but just one. Because he had the best lineup, so I can't take away. You give the best guy.
But he did something that no Michael one's Conforto. Done in 25 years. Doesn't that warrant something?
So the only thing I have to say about that is it is a regular season award. So...
He got through the season, and it's like he had, you say he's got the best the lineup money can buy. What about Michael Conforto, What about some rookies that he had up there? There are a lot of injuries there that a lot of his players were down. Muncy was down. Tommy Edman was down. A lot of people he had to bring these guys up with no experience playing first base and catching, for gosh sake.
I think this thing stinks.
Yeah.
If only we had a cut-up of different commentary from you guys throughout the season. In your talks about the management of the Dodgers.
Well, and listen to this. This is something, I don't know, J.D., whether you put this one in our outline of the show today or Corey, you did, but apparently there's a hidden architect behind the success of Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the Dodger pitcher. And this guy is Osamu Yada, and he's about a 60-something judo therapist and movement specialist from Osaka, Japan, whom Yamamoto calls the person who built me. And apparently when this guy Yada met Yamamoto, Yamamoto was a skinny kid, skinny prospect, and he bluntly told him, you need a full model change, and Yamamoto agreed. And so what they did, he focused on natural movement, deep muscle coordination, balance rather than raw strength. It uses about 400 different exercises, teaching the body to move as one. And if you watch Yamamoto pitch, he's got to be the best pitcher movement-wise because he's got the best command I have seen in the major leagues today. Fred, your thoughts on
that? Yeah, no, I completely agree. He's terrific, and I think his training regimen, routine, is going to be copied by a lot of the Dodgers.
You got it.
A lot of the Dodgers this year, and it will have a positive effect on the philosophy the Dodgers have in their training camps.
Change training, become World Series MVP, Yada says.
Yada says a lot, and it's going to give new meaning to the Seinfeld phrase, yada, yada, because Yada is going to have the new company, the Yada Yada Company.
You guys watch Star Wars.
600 muscles at 10% instead of one at 100%, and he aims to build the trunk, not just the branches. And I think, right after he said, after Yamamoto threw 96 pitches in Game 6, Yada treated him overnight so he could throw again in Game 7, and he closed out the series, Fred.
That's right. That's all you got to do. They're finding out a lot of things, and here's one thing. You let young blood into the league, whether they're managers from college or whether they are from Japan. The issue is put change into the pipes So at every level, every tiny little level of the sport of training and coaching, you you allow it to come to the surface, like Yamamoto is. They went out to Japan and got this guy, and then they take this coach from college and put them into the breeding of all that. The inner inbreeding of all of that has to have a positive effect. Now, whether the guy you know, has a has an epiphany and discovers the new way of throwing a baseball, then it remains to be seen. But for the most part, this is a real good thing.
I am too. I
they
like
should
it.
Put more people in the pipes like that.
The Dodgers are no dummies. Their executives, before they signed Yamamoto, visited Yada's small clinic, which are going to be huge now in Osaka, Japan. Let's move to football real quick, because there's a story I want to comment on from you, Fred, and that's the Indianapolis Colts are having quite the year, and a lot of people are saying it could be due to their owner, Carly Ursay Gordon. Apparently, is her dad the one who passed away, Jim Irsay's death? And,
yeah.
And so she's now running the team, and she apparently talks to the players, wants to make them feel comfortable. She's asking for stuff about cafeteria, travel, a bunch of different things. Fred, you played under Georgia Frontieri. What was that like, and do you think this is a similar type situation?
No, it's not a similar type situation, Dan.
Really?
And everybody is trying to step aside of her, and nothing could be further from the truth.
So you don't think she didn't? Georgia did not care about making you feel comfortable or wondering if the things were good in the cafeteria.
This was. A joke, actually.
Okay. So Irsay Gordon is known because she's got a presence in the locker room.
No, but they like her, and that's great. But that's not going to be a direct line to winning games.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
what do you think, Corey? What do you think, JD?
Well, that's what I was asking. He's the only one that actually played at that level.
Exactly.
And you can like an owner, and it's some people want to be loved and have people play for them. People want to be the villain that they play in spite of. But I just like she is one of the only owners that I've seen is on the field. She has the headset. She's listening to all the plays. She's trying to she's trying to understand the game, and then she's trying to make those decisions, because ultimately she has to hire the coaches and the people making the big decisions. So as long as if you make the players feel good now, like if you give them good facilities, they might play better.
Well, it's like a Disney movie, for crying out loud. you know the lady who runs the gas station on the way to the stadium winds up being the field goal kicker and wins the championship. You know, you can go that route if you want. Yeah. Let me know when you do, too. I want to see that.
There's a lot of respect there, Fred. I know when you've told me stories when you played, not necessarily with Georgia Frontieri, but when Carol Rosenblum was alive, you would drive into his office, or he'd call you into his office sometimes, and you had a connection where you would ask your opinion about moves and things that they were going to make. He respected you enough to do it. That's got to make you as a player feel good that the owner wants to hear what you still want to think. He must have trusted your opinion.
Well, that's true, whether or not you drive in or not, but I just happen to be available a lot.
What, do you have Cokes in the office or something, or what?
Well, no. I mean, it was just, we had a relationship. Should I say it's special? I don't think so, because, it wound up where I was fired in 1981.
Exactly.
So, I mean, figure that one out. And as I was going out the window, I'd yell up to his room, "Hey, I thought you liked me."
It's good. All right, when we come back, boy, it's that time. Speed handicapping, is that what we're going to do next, guys?
Do we have to?
It's your show, Fred.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me.
Mike's got to get his bets ready.
Let me check over my line, my betting line here.
Since we're talking about betting, we'll help you out a little bit. Depending on who you like, we'll all go through a week 11. Can you, the season, the year is going crazy. It's already week 11 in the NFL. This is when you say, Fred, things start to level out. You get to see which teams are starting to, the cream is rising to the top, correct?
Yeah, and the lazy suddenly get healed and what have you, you know. So it's a good time of the year. It's better than the first part. You ever see how many people get hurt and they get off the injured reserve list?
That's it. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Handicapping now at this time. Week 11 pick'em games here. Pick the winners. JD, New York Jets and New England Patriots.
Oh, well, you got to go with the quickly, Patriots. Quickly.
Corey.
Patriots.
Fred.
Patriots.
I'm going the same. Washington Commanders at Miami Dolphins. I'll go Miami. Corey.
Miami.
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 Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. Corey.
Who do I have? I like the Falcons.
I do too. Fred?
I like Falcons at home.
I didn't even hear who. Falcons.
Tampa Bay at the Buffalo Bills. I like Buffalo. What do you like, JD?
Probably Buffalo.
Okay. Fred?
Buffalo.
I'm going Baker and the Bucks.
Chargers at Jacksonville, the Jaguars. I'll go Chargers. Fred Dreyer.
I'm going the Chargers.
Okay. Corey.
I like the Chargers as well.
JD?
I think Jacksonville's got revenge on their mind.
Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. I like the Bears. JD?
Minnesota.
Fred?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
All right. Green Bay at the New York Giants. Corey?
Packers.
Green
JD.
Bay.
JD? I like Green Bay also. Fred?
Green Bay.
Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers. JD.
Steelers.
Me too. Fred.
Steelers.
Corey.
Bengals.
All right. Houston at the Tennessee. I like Houston. Fred.
I'm going Tennessee.
Ooh.
JD.
Houston.
I'll go with Houston as well.
San Francisco 49ers at Arizona. I'll go 49ers. Fred.
At
Arizona.
At Arizona. I'm going to go with 49ers.
I'm going with the Arizona upset.
I'm going to go with 49ers.
Seattle Seahawks at LA Rams. I like the Rams. Corey.
I like the Rams as well.
Seattle.
Fred. I'm going Rams.
Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. JD.
Baltimore.
I'll go Baltimore. Yeah. Corey.
The Ravens.
How about Fred?
The Ravens.
Kansas City at the Denver Broncos. Corey.
I got Denver all the way.
I'll go Denver. JD.
I'm going to go with Denver too.
Fred.
I'm going with Kansas City.
Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. Fred.
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I got Detroit.
I'm going to take Detroit.
I'm going to take Detroit.
Dallas Cowboys and Las Vegas Raiders. Corey.
Cowgirls it is.
I got Cowboys. JD.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Fred.
The girls from Dallas.
All right, there you have it. We got the show in. It's pretty good over there. All right, we're here every week at this time. We email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get everything involved. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.